This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper, in a wide-ranging press call, slammed the EPA's tailpipe emissions rule. We will hear more from Cooper next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous. But they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
The Renewable Fuels Association joined other ag-related groups in suing the Environmental Protection Agency over its stringent tailpipe emission rule and isn't buying the agency's denial that the rule is a mandate.
You can call it whatever you want, but if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, you know, it's a duck. The only way automakers can comply with these standards long-term is to dramatically increase the production of electric vehicles and dramatically reduce their production of internal combustion engine vehicles.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX. Northwest Iowa has dealt with its fair share of challenges this growing season, from a very wet spring to flooding in the month of June. However, Northwest Iowa BEX Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels says that some timely rainfall at the end of the growing season is leading to good early returns for soybean growers.
Well, a lot of times with soybeans, it doesn't hurt for them to have a little bit of stress. And what really makes our bean yields in Northwest Iowa is a good shot of rain or moisture that early part of August. We did get that, and a lot of times what that will do is it'll help maybe generate some more pods on the top part of the plant or keep those pods intact and also make the beans that are there larger. Based on planting dates, sometimes you miss out on those rains, you know, like maybe if the plant is kind of finished off, maybe wasn't able to capitalize on that. But usually rain the early part of August helps. And so far, the guys that have gotten into some of their crops, they've been pleasantly surprised is what I would say.
For more agronomic data and advice, visit BEXHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.